Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 6:30 a.m. newscast on CRTV with me, Colette Jani. The main points: March past rehearsals and preparatory meetings in view of 2010 celebrations are being organized across the country to ensure a hit-free event. More than 50 people have been trapped in a collapsed mail service depot in Michigan following a tornado. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. As the Defense and Security Forces brace up for National Day celebrations, the Special Amphibious Battalion in Tiko is multiplying their strategies for another remarkable outing in Yaounde. Apart from the march past rehearsals, there have been staged simulation on the release of a hostage as one of the challenges they have to deal with in the southwest region, given the context of the ongoing socio-political crisis. Noria Ben Modika watched the team of Commander Maker Francois David in their operation. His report.
As the defense forces brace up for the 2024 National Day, it is one of those moments for them to show off their prowess. Here is a simulation of an operation to liberate a hostage held in one of these boxes. The action is robust and resounding.
We are a special battalion and part of the elite military dispensation under the direct leadership of the Army Chief of Staff. We are meant to serve all over Cameroon and abroad, especially in the Central African Republic. Our team should be ready at any time for any intervention against enemy forces. For this, the team has to be in a good state, and each time we are called to service, we have never been wanting.
This short exercise may be some improvised drama, but rigorously rehearsed and supervised.
We have just operated in a closed environment. After the liberation of the hostage, it was necessary for us to go beyond the scene of the liberation to neutralize every possible enemy forces in the surroundings.
Voilà, les essais étaient bien déroulés.
Such training and fine-tuning of their skills keeps them updated and always ready to swing to action whenever and wherever duty calls.
Noia Ben Modika reporting their activities in the build-up to the 52nd edition of the National Day in the Central Region will be launched on Thursday, the 16th of May, in Ayo's Denyong and Fumo Division. The information was made public yesterday during a preparatory meeting chaired by the Inspector General at the Central Governor's Office, Kenya Simplis. Heavy. Experts say modernism and democracy have rendered some traditional institutions insufficient. And before we get to that part, we come to councils in Cameroon will soon begin receiving up-to-date knowledge on climate change issues to assist them in adopting climate-resilient development approaches. This is thanks to a convention signed in Yaounde yesterday between the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, the United Councils and Cities, and the National Observatory on Climate Change. Here now is Minister Celestin Kecha-Kote stating the urgency of climate-conscious development actions in Cameroon.
I want to thank all the team who work in this convention, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, who was there to be the testimony of the agreement between Mindu, ONAC and CVUC to work together to protect the cities with this climate change who destroy our cities. We think about Bankolo, Nguashe, Yaoundé, Douala, all these are the matter of the climate change. It was very important to put in place a way to collaborate together with ONAC, who reinforce the capacity of the local authorities in addressing this matter of climate change in the cities.
The Minister of Public Health has frowned at the increase of unauthorized mobile dental cabinets across the country, which do not respect health norms, calling for order in the sector. Dr. Madauda Malashi was speaking yesterday in Yaounde during a consultation meeting with the members of the Cameroon National Dental Order. He insists that the institution needs to present her challenges to the government for solutions to be met to provide quality access to dental health care in the nation. Take a listen.
We have objectives, universal health coverage, and we have discussed with these dentists how to achieve our goals. So I think we have to be together and to fix our objectives, which is going to be achieved in the end of the day. We are very satisfied in these processes, and we are going to continue the discussion, and we create a platform with dentists, and our collaborators are going to discuss with them.
And that was the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaola Malashida, speaking to the CRTV. The National Symposium at the Yaoundé One on the Chieftaincy in Crisis and Crisis in Chieftaincies continues today in Yaoundé, where experts say modernism and democracy have rendered some traditional institutions insufficient. Details with Aponse Ate.
The disappearance of chiefdoms and their primary functions has brought about reflections on their modernization and the future of chiefdoms in Cameroon. These and many more are some of the issues that are being tackled at a two-day exchange between traditional rulers, scholars, and other stakeholders at the National Symposium organized at the University of Yaoundé One. Speaking at the occasion, Professor George Fulcom of the History Department of the University of Yaoundé emphasized the importance of issues discussed.
This symposium is all about examining the chieftaincy crisis and chieftaincies in crisis in Cameroon. We are living in a context now where there is modernity and there is also democracy, and chieftaincies are finding it difficult to adapt to these new realities. And so we found it necessary to organize this colloquium so that we could brainstorm on the various problems that are facing this institution.
Among other issues, the two-day gathering will also seek ways of reconciling tradition and modernism. The debate on the disappearance of chiefdoms remain open, and possible solutions will be put forth by the time the session wraps up this Wednesday.
The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, will preside over the launching meeting of the 2024 edition of the National Campaign to Sensitize Families and Communities on the Education of Children with Disabilities, dubbed We Ring the Bell, under the theme Inclusive Education, Learning and Playing, today Wednesday, as from 10 a.m. at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The aim of this last edition is to raise public awareness on the need and advantages of educating a disabled child, while continuing to lobby public and private administrations and decentralized local authorities to ensure that their specific needs are taken into account within educational institutions. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development is expected to receive an audience, a delegation from the World Bank today, and the National Observatory on Climate Change, who as well signed a convention of collaboration with the Action pour la Faim Association today at 2 p.m. A training on mushroom seeds production will take place in Obala in the Lekki Division of the Central Region today. Participants will be given advanced end-to-end hands-on training on various aspects of mushroom seed production and cultivation, processing, value addition, and mechanization. In sports, the over 200 golfers taking part in the 11th edition of the International Golf Open of Yaoundé have been challenged to outclass themselves so as to make the competition the pride of the African Gulf. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Minister Narcisse Molekombi, was speaking yesterday while opening the competition that will end on Sunday. And that does it for this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of our top stories. March past rehearsals and preparatory meetings in view of 20th May celebrations are being organized across the country to ensure a heat-free event come May 20th. And more than 50 people have been trapped in a collapsed mail service depot in Michigan following a tornado. The news was presented by Kole Jani. Thank you for listening. Good morning.